Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, guys. Not Robert Scott Bell. It's Jonathan Emord. But Robert is in the air.
Yes, he is.
Flying back from the A4M conference, and I'm in his place.
But indeed, we will still and if cut anybody through the can nonsense. Fill those shoes, it's you.
Well, thank you very much. Super Don's here with us.
I just
us.
Got my brownie points for the day. Okay, carry on.
Super Don. Super Don, intervene at any point in time throughout the program to ensure that we stay on track. Robert's usually the main person to keep everyone going in the right direction and to tell the truth. And I'll try it the best I can. But if I fail, Don, you're there.
You know what? I have no doubt. So here we go.
Well, we have an extraordinary guest coming up, but before we introduce her, I think I'll answer a question that was posed by one of the listeners last time, directed towards me. One of the listeners asked us about Obamacare. He asked, Obamacare means no penalty and no requirements to participate. He presented that as a question. He says, what does Jonathan Emord say about this? Well, the individual mandate imposes a tax penalty. The Affordable Care Act requires nearly all Americans to purchase health insurance that meets the Affordable Care Act's standard of essential health benefits or pay a penalty. For an individual, in 2014, the penalty for not obtaining health insurance is $95 or 1% of income above the tax filing threshold of $9,500. And for families in 2014, the penalty for not obtaining health insurance is $285 or 1% of income above the tax filing threshold. The IRS cannot criminally prosecute those who refuse to pay the penalty, but it can deduct the penalty from the tax refund check. So in Public Law 11148-148, that's the Affordable Care Act, if you look at pages 242 to 249, you'll find the information I just conveyed. And in the National Federation of Independent Businesses et al. Versus Sebelius decision, that's the Obamacare decision, Justice Roberts explains on pages 6 and 35 and 36, that the tax penalty is not actually punitive. It is a fee, and you can elect not to pay for health insurance and instead pay the IRS the tax. But the IRS cannot criminally prosecute you for refusing to pay the penalty. But as I said before, they can deduct it from the tax refund checks.
So basically the IRS has been basically tasked with penalizing you with the non-penalty. It is very confusing. I mean, I can understand why this person asked the question.
It is confusing. It's particularly confusing because the Affordable Care Act decision essentially rewrote the law. The law, by its own terms, refers to this as punitive. And the Supreme Court interpreted it not to be punitive, so that it's basically election. You can choose to pay the IRS a fee, or you can buy the health insurance. But you're not subject to criminal prosecution if you refuse to buy the health insurance. And even if you don't pay the fee, you're not subject to criminal prosecution by the IRS for not paying the fee. But it's certainly something the IRS can take from you in subsequent refund checks, and also no doubt lays a foundation for a audit. So there you are.
Okay. So when is a penalty not a penalty? When it's
exactly
a fee or a tax, I guess, right?
Well, if it is a tax, it's fully capable of being enforced with all of the law, so you could have a criminal prosecution. But if you call it a penalty instead, then it may not be.
Right.
And here the Supreme Court interpreted it not to have any punitive effect at all.
You gotta love legalese, right?
Yeah. The whole thing is a jumbled mess and ruinous to the country, but what else is new in Washington? The latest figures on the congressional popularity, something like 14%. And who those 14% are likely related to members of Congress. No one likes Congress. But when we come back from the first break, we're going to talk with Cheryl Chumley, who's Washington Times continuous news writer, and we're going to get this echo out of my ear. Super Don, I've got an echo on my ear. Every time I speak, I hear myself twice.
Oh. So you're talking to yourself. No.
It's terribly disturbing.
See if we can get Ben to work on that.
Okay.
It's not like a mixed minus issue to me.
It just left. Ben did that very quickly.
See? There you go. Just like that.
Ask
and you shall receive.
Look at that. That is really something else. Anyway, Cheryl Chumley is on top of things. We're going to talk about immigration, the immigration EO, executive order of the president, and how basically Congress has rolled over by not preventing the president, at least until after January 1, from getting his way. And this is really a disaster because the president is spending right and left to implement his executive order on immigration, which is patently unconstitutional. The president can't rewrite immigration law in this country constitutionally. Of course, he has to go to the Congress of the United States. Yet this president thinks that he can rule as if he is Nero or some other emperor and decide for the nation what the law will be and implement the law as he wishes and not implement laws he doesn't like. That's perilously close to dictatorship, if you ask me. But we're going to look at that immigration EO. We're going to look at what Congress has done by passing the budget and what effect it has on the immigration EO when we come back with Cheryl Chumley. And we're also going to talk about an article that she wrote for NewsWithViews.com entitled Obama's Anti-Militarization Move on Police, A Devil in Disguise. You know, Super Don, this past week, I believe it was, maybe it was Thursday or Friday, I can't remember, I was on Capitol Hill and speaking in front of the Congress to people assembled to protest Pompeo's bill. Congressman Pompeo has a really horrific little bill that's H.R. 4432, and it has a grossly misleading title, which suggests that it's for accurate labeling. But what it does in its terms is wipe out GMO labeling laws in all the states. It preempts them so that Monsanto and brothers of like ilk can enjoy keeping from the public the fact that foods contain GMOs. And so whether you like it or not, even if you buy something organic under this bill, it can contain GMOs and no requirement that it be revealed to the consuming public.
Well, and listen, it's no coincidence that Pompeo, his campaign, accepted rather significant contributions from the food and agribusiness industries, as well as the Koch brothers. But no, just don't pay attention to that.
Well, one of the interesting things about Pompeo that's extremely disturbing is his response to questions of why he would want to preempt these laws. And he said, look, no one really cares about this. No one cares whether or not foods contain GMOs. And furthermore, there's no difference. There's no difference between the food.
Nobody cares. Nobody's even said anything about it. Everybody just ignores that. Just never mind the thousands and thousands of people that have been fighting this in every state.
Yeah, what polls is he looking at? I mean, my goodness, everybody in the country has been saying that they care about the GMOs. But here's the point. Whether it is in the end proven in any particular case that a GMO causes an adverse physiological reaction, there are an enormous number of Americans who prefer to consume organic food, meaning that it is grown in nature without the benefit of human tinkering with the gene pool to modify the functionality of the genes and also the characteristics of the plant and of the fruit of the plant. And people have a right to know, in truth and labeling, whether or not the product they're buying, which they may perceive to be your run-of-the-mill organic food product, is instead a product that has been partially engineered in the lab. They need to understand whether that has been done. It obviously is a matter of truth. If you say something's organic and yet you made it in the lab, do you really think that that's a fair representation to the public? Do you think that the public has a right to know where the source of their food comes from, if the source of the food affects the characteristics of the food? They require labeling for the coloring, dyes, and other characteristics of a product, but uniquely here, they're exempting from labeling GMOs. So anyway, it's a disaster. There are several supporters out there, some 500 people out there, Super Don, that I spoke to on Friday or Thursday, and that was quite impressive given the temperatures in Washington. They're all out there standing in front of the Capitol for an hour or two. Very impressive. And just down the street, they were holding hearings with Pompeo there advocating this new piece of, well, it's not so new, but this legislation to preempt all state laws that have been adopted requiring GMO labeling. Something very disturbing to me in particular because I wrote the Vermont bill for the Vermont legislators, the GMO labeling bill. Anyhow, when we come back, we will have with us our regular, Cheryl Chumley, and I'm subbing for Robert Scott Bell. He's up in the air, but not up in the night, and he certainly has his cognitive skills with him. He'll be arriving back, and he'll be here next week, so don't lament if you're getting sick of me. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And we're back.
Yes, we are, Super Don. We're back, but Robert is not. Robert's in an airplane flying from the A4M conference back to Florida, and no doubt he is spreading on that airplane the power to heal, as others are spreading the power to cause disease, coughing, wheezing, and otherwise enjoying the holidays.
Hopefully not on the plane that he's on, right?
I imagine they are. I imagine there are several. Everywhere I go now in public, I'm hearing that old cough and the wheezing, and boy, oh boy, I know it's just a matter of time before I get something. But with us today, Super Don, is one of our favorites who's here with us often, and she is directly piped in to the news stream and has a unique and very revealing perspective on what's going on in the world. That is Cheryl Chumley with the Washington Times, continuous news writer for the Washington Times. Welcome back, Cheryl.
Hey, Jonathan. It's great to be here. And hi, Don.
So immigration, EO, is the big topic last week, one of the biggest topics last week. There's the president with his executive order on immigration reform telling Congress, I don't care that you won't pass immigration reform. I'm going to make law myself. I'm ordering these things to be done. And a large number of people are now being hired to implement the immigration EO, and it fundamentally changes the law by causing some 4 to 5 million illegal aliens in the United States to be given amnesty instantaneously, effectively be given amnesty, has dramatic effect upon demand for social services and upon rights under the law that are generated when someone is recognized as having a right to be here. And Congress is up in arms, but in the end, Cheryl, they pass the president's budget and the funding is there for his executive order. Tell us your thoughts about the executive order and about the spending bill and the reaction from Congress.
Yeah, I think just to add to what you said shortly before you went to break, that this is once again President Obama overreaching his constitutional role as President of the United States. He has no business issuing an order and putting in motion the wheels to an action that changes the fundamental laws of our nation in immigration. And the fact that Congress, specifically the Republicans in Congress, passed this without putting up much of a fight is really a heartbreak to the voters in November, because once again, the Republicans in the nation, the conservatives in the country, stepped up and they basically sent a strong message to Congress. We want to rein in this current administration. We want to rein in the Democrats. And, you know, the Republicans are due to take over both houses of Congress, a greater lead in the House, a huge lead in the Senate now that they haven't had for some time. And what happens is the leadership in the conservative party turned around and said, well, we're going to take a more pragmatic approach in their perception, and we're going to go ahead and pass Obama's budget and his amnesty inclusions, and then we'll deal with this later. And now we have to wait until the very end of February before Republicans in Congress are going to take up this immigration amnesty proposal. There's been a little pushback from the usual parties, Ted Cruz and Mike Lee on Friday. They sort of launched a statement on the Senate side saying that they wanted to vote on a proposal to strip the funding from the bill. That didn't go over. Senator Rand Paul then stepped in and introduced his own bill to rescind the amnesty plan of the budget bill. But it's not looking good for Republicans as far as what leadership's doing.
Then we have a peculiar confluence in thinking on the part of the far left and the far right on the budget bill, with Elizabeth Warren condemning the budget bill and apparently holding out for a government shutdown at the same time that we have Ted Cruz condemning the budget bill and likewise suggesting that there may be room for a government shutdown. Obviously, there would be nothing better in the world than if the government were to shut down. Why we're lamenting having the government shut down, I just don't understand. There's so much abuse and so much waste. If we gave industry a holiday of 2 weeks where they could enjoy free enterprise without being second-guessed by the federal government, that would be lovely. But in any event, the hemming and hawing, the screeching and the fear-mongering about government shutdown exists there. But what do you think of this, with Elizabeth Warren coming out and basically taking a position that favors a government shutdown, because she's taking the far-left tact, far left of Hillary Clinton, that this is definitely something that ought to be done because industry is benefiting, something, of course, we wouldn't necessarily agree with, but nonetheless. When we come back, we'll ask Cheryl Chumley that question, and we'll explore in greater detail the budget bill. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean. You're only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Robert, Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
Well, there you go.
Super Don, we're back.
We're back.
We're without Robert, and that's most distressing. But Robert is in an airplane flying from the A4M conference back to Florida, and I'm standing in his stead, Jonathan Emord here. And I have a wonderful guest I'm about to introduce, and that's Cheryl Chumley, who is with the Washington Times. And we really benefit greatly by having Cheryl on the show because she brings us up-to-date information in a really excellent perspective on the meaning and consequences of government actions. And what we were talking about right before the break, I teed up the issue of Elizabeth Warren and the budget battle, how strange it was after seeing the Democrats in lockstep say that a government shutdown is the worst thing in the world, to see Elizabeth Warren come out from a far-left perspective and position herself as an advocate of shutting the government down because, in her view, the budget gave too many perks to industry. Now, no doubt that is true, but it's interesting to see her come out from the far left and say, shut the government down, and then to see the Tea Party people on the far right take the position that this whole budget is out of whack, there's too much government spending, we're in a deficit spending mode that will never end, and that we're never going to see the end of debt and burden and unconstitutional action unless we restrain the size and scope of government by demanding right here and now that we not spend any more money than the government has in tax coffers on programs. And so, Cheryl, what do you think of that? What is Elizabeth Warren doing? And isn't it a strange situation to see someone like that stand up and say, hey, look, I'm willing to shut the government down?
It is a strange bedfellow type of situation, the fact that Elizabeth Warren and the likes of Ted Cruz and other Tea Party favorites could be on the same side of the issue, saying, go ahead and let the government shut down. I happen to agree with that point of view, and basically I think when the government shutdown hype starts, not just in the media but politically driven, I think the American people ought to collectively just shrug, because if you look back last year when we had the partial government shutdown, and that again was fueled by Ted Cruz's stance and so forth, but when the government shuts down, it's not as if Social Security doesn't get paid, Medicare doesn't get paid, it's not as if our military is sent home and all that. The government, the crucial elements of government still run and operate. It just basically gets rid of all the pork for a while, and on the other side, all the employees of the federal government, they're put on furlough, which is paid furlough, though. So it actually doesn't harm the American public. What happens is there's a big hype generated, but I think Americans ought to keep a kind of a clear, level mind when they hear that hype. As far as what Elizabeth Warren is doing, she's taking one little aspect of the budget bill. There was an item inserted where banks will be allowed to use taxpayer money to engage in risky trades, and she's taking that little facet and she's saying, you know, we need to put a clamp on that. So she's just furthering her populist movement, which is what has made her politically influential of late. And you know, that's more her type of thing. That's more her mantra that she normally advocates for. But as far as the government shutdown goes, I think Americans ought to kind of shrug when they hear that.
Well, do you think Elizabeth Warren is viewing this as a good move to distinguish herself from the administration? Because, of course, she also offended Obama by doing this. Obama didn't want her to do it. She did it anyway. But also distinguish herself from the administration and likewise position herself to be a candidate for a president running against Hillary. Do you think she's setting herself up to be to the left of Hillary with an intent of running? Or do you think she's just doing that to steal some of Hillary's thunder and garner support from the most activist part of the Democratic Party, the far left in the Democratic Party, so that she can wield power and influence Hillary and perhaps also get a position for herself in a Hillary administration? You think it's either running for president or trying to get herself better positioned to play a role in a Hillary administration? Or what do you think she's doing?
Right. I actually think she genuinely believes that Wall Street is an evil empire and it needs to be reined in. I think that's her whole basic liberal thought. But I think that she's also finding a lot more play among people, not just in her own Massachusetts district, but all around the nation right now. That populist rhetoric is really playing well with those in the economy who are still suffering and those who look to cast blame for their failings financially on the government instead of looking at their own, you know, failings to look for a job or, you know, go to school or take accountability for their own actions. So I think her rhetoric plays well, and I think she may not have definite plans right now to run for the White House in 2016, but she definitely has enough people whispering in her ear to keep that door open that she's actually considering it in her mind right now.
I think there's a lot of discontent among people like Warren, the far left of the Democratic Party, with Hillary Clinton because of her stance in support of U.S. military intervention or greater military intervention, and also what they've suggested about Hillary, that she's sort of cozy with Wall Street rather than, as in the case of Warren, hostile to Wall Street. So I think there's quite a bit of movement among the far left, which of course is a minority in the United States still, but nonetheless it is a loud voice and a significant power in the Democratic Party, to draft Elizabeth Warren or to otherwise try to get her to run for president because of dissatisfaction with Hillary. Is that what you're perceiving, or am I reading that wrong?
No, I would agree with that. I just don't think, when you look at Elizabeth Warren as a presidential candidate who hasn't been vetted by the national press to the same extent that Hillary Clinton has been over and over again, I don't think that she's going to have the viability as Hillary Clinton would. I think she may inject some excitement among the younger base particularly, and even among those on the more libertarian views. You know, there's a lot of libertarian types who are upset with some of the same issues that are picked up by the far left. So she may generate some interest and enthusiasm there. But when it comes time to taking on Hillary Clinton for the final run for the White House, Hillary has been vetted in about every different area you can imagine. And we know very little about Elizabeth Warren except, you know, what she's taken to the office right now, what's come out as far as a popular, populist-type message.
Mm-hmm. Well, shifting gears, you've written this article, Obama's Anti-Militarization Move on Police, A Devil in Disguise, which is running on newswithviews.com. Tell us what that article is about. What are you saying?
Well, it was basically, I wrote it in response to Obama coming out, you know, after the whole Ferguson, Michael Brown, and then New York, Eric Garner, and so forth, police brutality protests that have been taking place around the nation in recent weeks. And Obama came out and he said that he wanted to do something about it, and his response basically was to order his Department of Justice to come up with some kind of way to rein in local police departments around the nation. And he gave Eric Holder 120 days, I think it was, to devise some sort of course of action. And what's come out of that is that they're going to basically set aside or request $263 million from Congress to purchase 50,000 cameras for police uniforms. They're going to mandate that any police departments that take advantage of the Pentagon's 1033 program, which is a gifting of U.S. military equipment to local police departments around the nation, any departments that take advantage of that have to, in return, provide data to the federal government on how that equipment is used, how police officers are trained. And the third facet of it is that the federal government will basically oversee more how police departments conduct training, in including diversity training and hiring more minorities, and take a greater interest in how they do profiling and such type programs. So the main question I wanted to raise was, is this a federalization of our local police departments? And, you know, if you cut through all the red ribbon and everything, it certainly looks that way.
It sure does. So how are local police taking the idea that they should wear cameras?
Well, I think some police may be in favor of it, and some police, you know, don't like the accountability. But the main issue I think America should be dwelling upon is it the proper role of the federal government to tell local police what they should be doing? We may have problems going around the nation right now with the militarization of police, but those are local issues. The federal government does not have any constitutional role in telling local police departments how they operate. It doesn't belong in their rightful domain. If people want police departments to wear cameras on their uniforms, that's something that should be taken up before their local boards of supervisors and city councils, not Eric Holder.
Couldn't agree more. Well, it is all part and parcel, though, of the way Holder has operated as Attorney General. He's seen fit to, for example, in Louisiana, to go down there and to intimidate them into not using private school choice because he's alleged that, and has sued them, basically, on the notion that somehow violates the Civil Rights Act and is an act of segregation. In any event, the whole regime of the Obama administration has no compunction about dictating how governments will operate, whether it's federal, state, and local, and having it all done through the White House rather than through the legislature. Another aspect of this is that this is a local issue, yes, but it's also a local issue that is best dealt with by in the first instance, by the people's elected representatives. Do they want to expend resources and devote effort to an alteration in policing, or do they not? And that's a question for the local people to decide. In this way, President Obama wants to decide it. Not even the Congress of the United States. He wants to decide it directly as an executive function through his attorney general. So it is an outrageous move, a great expansion of federal power, and consistent with this administration's whole approach. But when we come back, we will talk more with Cheryl Chumley, and we're going to ask her about the $1.1 trillion spending bill. Are there things in that bill that shouldn't be there? They're really inflating what we're expending, and no one seems to be minding the store. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Wow, that hour went by fast.
It sure did. We've got a last, we have just 5 minutes left of the program. I'm here, Jonathan E. Mort, on behalf of Robert Scott Bell. Robert is in the air, probably just landing now from the A4M conference, and so he was unable to make it, and he asked if I could sub for him. Of course, I'm happy to do that. And in the last few minutes, I wanted to just check your pulse. Cheryl Chumley's with us from Washington Times. On the $1.1 trillion spending bill, it seems that no matter how much pressure is placed on Congress to be responsible, whenever a spending bill of any magnitude comes through Congress, it is filled with all this perks for ridiculous expenditures, and they get through anyway. Is that what happened here?
Yes, and there were actually, as far as budget hawks go, there were actually a couple of good insertions also. For instance, the portraits that are done at the White House on it, for every president and high-ranking executive, cabinet officials, taxpayers usually pick up the dime for that. And there was an insertion in the budget bill that no more taxpayer money could be used to, to make those portraits. There was another insertion about wheat bread for school lunches. Republicans had wanted to block some of the Michelle Obama-inspired nutritional standards because schools had been losing money left and right trying to abide them. On national security, there was about $5 billion for the U.S. to fight ISIS, ISIL, whatever you want to call it. And some of those budget insertions were less than what the White House had requested. Some of them actually benefit for Americans, and the good portion of them, though, are a lot of pork if you go through the line items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the tragedy, that just doesn't matter to individual members of Congress. They still seem to think that they can get away with, and they do. Attaching to these spending bills all this pork at a time when we're in one of the most severe and dire crises in the country, the fiscal crisis, and it is just as much a threat to our existence as is ISIS or any of these other things. So seeing the members of Congress continue to behave in this way certainly explains why the American people, to the tune of only about 14% of us, think Congress is doing a good job. 80-some-odd percent of the American people think Congress is doing a wretched job, and I think they're right. Well, Cheryl, this week has been an eventful week. This is proving Obama's point, much to our chagrin, that even though this is supposed to be a lame duck period for him, he still is using imperial power to get his way, and the immigration EO is perhaps the most profound example. I don't think there's been any instance in American history where, by executive order, the president has performed such an enormous change in law with the economic consequences of it and with the social and legal consequences of it as this immigration executive order, all without the benefit of Congress. Your final thoughts, Cheryl.
Yeah, this is huge, the immigration executive order, and the fact that the Republicans in Congress under Boehner's leadership, where he basically had to twist arms at the last minute to get the necessary votes to propel this budget with its immigration amnesty forward on the House floor and get it to the Senate, that speaks volumes to how this incoming Republican majority is going to act come January. We have promises that the Republicans are going to pick apart this immigration amnesty measure. They're not even taking it up until February 27th. So there's some red flags. If you're concerned about immigration amnesty being pushed by the president, there are plenty of red flags to show that it's not going away under this new Republican-controlled Congress anytime soon.
We'll see what the 20-state suit does to this whole thing. Of course, the states are up in arms, and they should be, because they're going to have to bear the brunt of all these illegal aliens suddenly becoming of legal status and the states having to pay for them. Well, this brings us to a close of another edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be on this next hour with Norm Singleton, who is the Campaign for Liberty Vice President for Policy, with more detail there. We're going to take another look at the budget bill. We're also going to look at Rand Paul and measures that he's introducing into the Senate. And we're going to discuss the basic direction of the Obama administration for the last 2 years of the administration. Is this president going to do more shenanigans like this immigration EO? I think the answer to that one is yes. Well, that takes us to the end of the hour there, Super Don. Thank you for carrying me through the program.
Oh, no worries at all. And we got a whole another hour to go, so here we go.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.